This is Guardian Radio, your station for up-to-the-minute news and intelligent, interactive, and engaging conversations. 96.9 FM. The views and opinions of the hosts and guests are their own and do not necessarily reflect the views of the management and staff of Guardian Radio.
You're listening to Talking Heads with Naughty and Mary Jane. Only on Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM.
Lord have mercy. Whoa, 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 whoa. Oh, well.
Talking Heads with Naughty is brought to you by Burger King, the Cancer Treatment Centers of America, Fine Threads, John's Department Store, Joker's Wild, KFC, Naughty Johnny's, NRG Nutrition, Percy's Island Games, Pinder Tile, Prince Masters, and Tropical Gyros.
I know they tried to use me and abuse me. I leave the weed to brown. It goes by so long and implantation. I may never get paid.
You've got it locked to the Monday, January 13th edition of Talking Heads. Your boy Naughty along with Mary Jane.
Good afternoon.
In your company right up until 6 p.m. It is a Monday. We are into the new year. Happy New Year.
Proper. Now all the holidays are done. So now it's just work. Or maybe no work. Maybe strike.
Bingo. We'll get to that in a second. But like I said, you're in tune to the Monday, January 13th edition of Talking Heads. We got lots to talk about. We'll touch base with Roscoe Thompson live in Abaco in short order. And we'll see what's going on in Abaco as well as discuss all the headlines. But if you want to chime in, you know the lines are going to be open. And here's how you chime in.
Here's how you buy BTC.
Text lines powered by BTC, 422-GR96. That's 422-4796. Phone lines open in New Providence, 323-6232. 543-1-6-325-4259. Toll free in anyone in the family islands, 242-300-5720. 242-300-5720. Stream us live, take us wherever you want to go. GuardianTalkRadio.com. That's GuardianTalkRadio.com. Cable channel 969, BTC Flow channel 612. That's how you get it in. That's how you get it on for fresh news, smart talk all day, right here on Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. So, like you say, MJ. Back to work. Like I always say, all work and no play makes you a dull person. All play and no work makes you broke. You have to find a happy medium. Well, after all those holidays, the medium has been found.
Which is good. You're excited, right? I mean, it's 2025, so many possibilities.
Good to start a new year off clean slate.
And optimistic.
And
as
focused
best as you can.
And determined and have goals. See, I got goals, not resolutions. I got goals.
What are your goals?
No, my goals is not.
I mean, the ones that you can mention. I know some people like to keep their stuff private.
Goals
that you can mention.
That I can mention. Continuing this beautiful marriage with you.
As a goal, that was like
no, but I mean,
signed a long time ago.
Okay, like, no, but let me break it down.
I didn't know that was something that had to be reaffirmed every
not
year.
Reaffirmed, no, but I'm talking crazy. About. I'm afraid.
Yes.
Of the empty nest.
Oh. Oh.
So one of my big goals is to make sure that I don't become
the sad dad after they're off.
So I'm thinking of, putting things in order that I can motivate myself and say, okay, look, these are goals for the year. Well, one of my goals is to make sure that when that nest empty in July. Off on the right. My goals. Let's do Vegas. Let's do Paris. Let's do a cruise. Let's do this.
Travel.
Exactly.
Which we've not been able to do.
And some of my goals
recently
are to go to the places that we've always talked about for our own special reasons. We're not hearing, I need data.
Right. When is this trip over? Are we almost there yet?
Do they have American TV? So
that's one of your goals for this year. Like, okay, simple stuff.
And then as far as the career goes, to continue to do what we do. Because there's very few of us left what we do in this industry. Call it how it is. So take it up a notch. We've been known to be trailblazers. Let's trailblaze again.
I got you.
What's some of your goals?
Well, I'm one of those people who keeps the goals. But honestly, I haven't thought about it. Can I be real with you this year?
Well, I mean, that's why I do personal goals. I can't talk because, as you know, if I talk them, then, you see them into fruition, done half-heartedly, I was like, right. Man.
He failed. Yeah, no. Usually in the past, I was pretty good at, like, doing resolutions, and usually I would make it, you know, public, because I feel like that helps you with a little bit of accountability. If you say you're going to do something, then you should be under some, at least some pressure to make sure you get it done, right?
Yep.
But this year, I found that I didn't wait until January 1st to start moving in certain directions that I wanted to in my life. So I didn't set resolutions this year. I'm just going to continue in the path that I started last year and hope that a lot of the goals that I have as well, come to fruition sometime before June.
And masterfully skirted around without revealing not one goal.
Yeah. What am I supposed to say? Okay, we're going to lose we're going to lose about 10 pounds this year. We're going to, you know, spend more time with the kids before they're
off. I thought we were going to lose, like, maybe 6 feet, 2 inches, and 172 pounds.
For the listeners, he's talking about our 13-year-old, goodness.
And 14 very soon.
Yeah.
So, you know, like I said, one of my goals, like I said, not to become the sad dad, because I've seen some of everyone, they're in school now, man, and just watch ESPN.
I don't think so. I think it's going to be the opposite. Dancing on the ceiling.
No, we got to do some cha-cha-cha. That's another thing, too.
Mm-hmm.
You know, one of my secret confessions, I've always been a fan from afar of, like, watching those movies from Clark Gable time.
Oh, you went back.
You know, when they do the little swirl and then they dance and put the rose in the teeth, and Bing Crosby did it before.
So you like Patrick Swayze and that kind of thing?
Well,
yeah?
Swayze to an extent, but, you know.
Dirty Dancing.
Not Dirty Dancing. No, my mom loved Patrick Swayze, by the way. She was an absolute fan.
So talented.
No, but I like I told you, we've had family members before that were doing the ballroom dancing. We need you to go do ballroom dancing. Let's go do
it. Do they do that here?
Like a class.
You have to find out. I take a class. I take one. Try it once.
Once my knee don't pop out, we're good to go. But there will be no cha-cha-cha out of me.
I don't think so.
Me gone.
I don't think so.
All right, let's get into the headlines.
It's time for Headliners. Everything that's making headlines in the 242. Brought to you by the Fine Threads.
And of course, lots of headlines in the Nassau Guardian News and Views of Medicine's 1844, all brought to you, of course, by Fine Threads. Ah, MJ, where do we start? TUC union set to strike. Two-day action starts today. Listen, from my recollection, this honeymoon ended quickly. There was the whole pomp and circumstance pre-election. Excuse me, pretty much every major union in the country endorsing the opposition.
Yeah.
Only to administration, literally in months, because, you know, some of the bellyaching started early. I guess the line was long. Here we are, 3.5 years in. And everybody's disgruntled. The honeymoon is definitely not over. It's shattered.
Gosh, my listeners, when I did, music radio back in the day, will be so embarrassed of me. Who sang You Get Swing? Who was that again?
Gino D. Can we line that up, please? Yeah. We gotta play that.
I think that pretty much sums up the situation that we're looking at right now. Because, like you said, there was a big deal made before the last elections, very close to the last elections, about how, you know, these unions were endorsing the Progressive Liberal Party and that they had signed a memorandum of understanding. And now, less than 3 years, and if we're honest, we've heard about the discontent for years now. Started pretty early into this administration, and now it's come to a head where you have multiple people with strike certificates, multiple unions.
And the basically, I'll be honest with you, there was such pomp and circumstance and rah-rah, ray-ray, and
that marriage lasts, so, like, a judge would annul this.
Like, this was, like, okay, now here we are. And at the end of the day,
like, this marriage feels like it wasn't even consummated. Like, I don't know what's happening here.
Every day, like my grandpa used to say, Joe Blow Bahamians. And I mean, every day, ham and eggers, everybody, go to work, me and you.
Yeah.
We have to feel the suffering caused by what unions. Because at the end of the day, if you make a deal, you need to honor said deal. And of course, this screams again, Procurement Act, Freedom of Information Act, because the information needs to be known. Exactly what we're dealing with and what is expected.
Right.
And what was the deal? Obviously, there was some sort of deal. We need to have multiple public, unions, you know, link up, air
right.
quotes, pre-election.
We do need some more transparency on this issue to understand what is being negotiated, what is being, you know, what they're thinking about doing, what they're not receiving. I think if the public had a greater insight into the details, and we'll try to get those, we may have a different opinion on this.
Another headline, PM, unlawful strike will hurt Bahamas. Mr. Prime Minister, you know you're my baseball buddy, but no duh. Really? Thank you, Captain Obvious. And this, the irony. As a comedian, I got a kick out of this headline. Strike would undermine progress with unions. If they about to strike, there is no progress. There has been no progress. That's why they about to strike.
Yeah. I mean, the thing. The thing.
Is it me? No, is it me? Tell me. Because, I mean, how could.
Goodness gracious.
How is there progress if there's an impending strike or there's a strike going on now? What progress was there? Progressively worse?
Could only be because if you're at this point, I mean, has there been progress? Perhaps. But we don't see it. And obviously, the unions feel as though they haven't seen it.
Government will lose $30 million in revenue due to VAT food cut. Mr. Hagidis, go watch who your dolphins replace to rekill with an oil place. Don't come to me with that. Because how much suffering and how much we lost. Sometimes I cover up the VAT portion now when I go to the food store. I just put my hand over that portion to register.
But at 10%, you know what it is. Like,
yeah,
it's just...
Anyway.
Yeah.
Let's go to the phone lines. Talking heads.
Good on, naughty. We don't hate you. You're just naughty by nature.
What's going on, GNN?
If I tell you what's happening, you and your co-host may talk it.
We got to. That's what we're here for. What's going on?
And hi to your co-host.
Good afternoon.
Yes, I am a union man. Let me say this. I am a union man, 30-year union man at BTC. Okay? Took my chops yard on the Robert Parkinson shade, you name it. I know what's going on with the union.
Please help us.
Bobby Ferguson, mm-hmm. nor the Prime Minister, mm-hmm. is letting us in on exactly what's going Ooh. On. Now, let me give you a little history lesson, because I started with Dwight this morning, but he get chicken legs, okay? Obie Ferguson.
When I get taken home, so
yeah,
watch out.
I don't get chicken
Obie
legs, but go ahead.
Obie Ferguson, put your finger on the button. Obie Ferguson is a Sir Lyndon, Oscar Penland, and Perry Christie, PLP, okay? Mm-hmm. Let's establish that.
Okay.
There was a time... And back in the day when we used in the BCPOU, we proceeded to strike order to do a demonstration in Rawson Square against the Progressive Liberal Party. We confronted the TUC, and Ossie Ferguson went on national radio and TV and said he will never lead his union members to strike in Rawson Square against the Progressive Liberal Party. Fast forward. I wonder what happened. Now, see, what you got to understand, you know, when Brave and Christie was in, their administration was in, Brave and Christie never really hit it off. They were never on that run. Brave and
really?
Christie is
oh,
doing
we're going there.
Okay.
Brave is doing his own thing with his administration. Remember what happened to Sir Lyndon's daughter when she wanted the nomination.
Gina, let me ask you this, man. You could probably help me with this, because... My couple of my boxes have been filled with some, I guess, revealing details. Obviously, WhatsApp chats from you know, the inner war rooms of the PLP. But it seems to be several factions this go round. There's the Davis faction, there's the Cooper yes. faction, and there's the Corby Davis faction.
Well, the Corby Davis faction, I got to do a little bit more research, but I can guarantee you, Brave, A for Christie, no opinion.
All right, we got to get to the break, bro, but I appreciate the call. And you know, why don't do your homework or not, and then call me later in the week and we'll pick that conversation up.
Yeah, man. Okay.
All right, be
safe.
Thank
you.
All right, let's get to the break. Flip side of the break. We will get, you know, the conversation going with Roscoe Thompson. Check all things Abaco. And then we'll take Roscoe's perspective and take your calls on these headlines and more. So, GNN, if you want to hit us back, that's cool. But like I said, as we get to the break, brilliant, MJ. That's the best way to sum it up concerning the T administration. I, Gino D, I don't know. I think somebody gets swing. We know gets swing. Each and every one of y'all unions.
Ring-a-ling-a-ling. She knows it's you, but she just let it ring, boy, you get swing. get swing. You got no thing. Cause you get swing. You get swing. You get swing. You get no thing. Cause you get swing. Hey!
Crunch your KFC craving with a KFC Value Box for just $9.95. Get a piece of our golden fried chicken, crispy fries, cheesy mashed potatoes, three juicy all-white meat nuggets, a buttery biscuit, a sweet dessert biscuit, and a 16-ounce soda, all for just $9.95. Now that's a deal. Order online or WhatsApp high to 557-3663 to grab your KFC Value Box today. Big flavor, bigger value, and always KFC. Finger looking good.
Naughty Johnny's restaurant can only be described as the experience you want to recreate again and again and again. Their motto is simple food done well. You're welcome into their home at Naughty Johnny's, where you can dine on crack conch fritters, and other Bahamian favorites. There's also an international flair that's guaranteed to offer something for everyone. Enjoy a good meal and listen to live band on their patio Friday and Saturday nights, or brunch on Saturday and Sunday, only at Naughty Johnny's restaurant in the Old Town Plaza, Old Fort. They're open 11 a.m. to 10 p.m. Monday through Thursday, 11 a.m. to 11 p.m. Friday, 10 a.m. to 11 p.m. on Saturday, and 10 a.m. to 10 p.m. on Sunday. Naughty Johnny's. Well, what the
Cancer Treatment Centers of America is now City of Hope, creating one of the leading cancer care and research networks from coast to coast, providing more of what you need. More locations means more care closer to home. More specialists means more expertise. More research means more breakthroughs. More advancements means more treatment options. And more options means more hope. Learn more at cancercenter.com.
You're listening to Talking Heads with Naughty and Mary Jane. Only on Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM.
Here's how you can become a talking head. Brought to you by BTC.
Mr. Producer, you good, man. You were flawless in 2024, all right? You came in the clutch. You hit the ball. You drove in runs. You had no errors. Glad we got the freshman out of the way for the new year early. I know, you know, it's all good, man. It's all good. All right, we're into the second portion of the first hour. And obviously, we're getting into the buzz brought to you by John Shoes. And we'll go down to Abaco. We got Roscoe Thompson joining us. We're going to talk some Abaco, but we're going to also talk some other headlines and things floating around. Roscoe, what's good, my brother?
Hey, good afternoon, Bahamas. Good afternoon, Naughty. Good afternoon, MJ.
Hey,
keeping
Roscoe.
Keeping him out of trouble.
Trying my best.
Like you who needs enemas.
Got a total ordeal there.
I know.
So,
yeah,
how
right
goes
here,
it?
Buddy. Right here, we're... slowly making some progress with local government, waiting for the elections the end of this month. But a couple projects that we had started before the election are underway. Our boardwalk going back by Jimmy's for tourists to be able to walk and they're not in the traffic, and some repairs on the sidewalks. There's one thing I want to bring up that I found out today, and some of the older buildings are being fixed. The one by Isaac, a collie building where the old loyalist shop was on the corner there. They're doing some work there right now, so that's good to see. But I do have to call the Deputy Prime Minister out with the BFA building across from Maxwell's. I'm wondering why it's taken him so long to redo that building or knock it down. You know, it's right in the middle of the town. We have two buildings left, that and the Archer building, which is in a court battle. But I just found that out today, and it's very delicate. One, our attorney general, his family, they just finally did home fabrics, which we're very grateful for. But now you have the deputy prime minister, I guess him and his partner with BFA, they have not done anything with that building there. And something needs to be done. So I hope people don't think I'm complaining. I'm just letting people be aware of what is happening here in Abaco. And these are some of our top politicians in our country that are not helping our community in that respect by leaving these derelict vehicles, buildings up.
So we got debris still left over in Abaco from the shanty towns, and now we have derelict buildings on the horizon. Well, meanwhile, a barge remains on the reef. And the diesel continues to leak.
Don't get me wrong, Naughty. I just want people to be aware, you know, and I don't want to say this is, people could say maybe this is taking a shot at the deputy prime minister. But if you can't repair your own building and fix it up, what does that say of the rest of the country? It just kind of, doesn't look good. And I think it needs to be, brought to the forefront, in that regards. But yeah, hey, we're slowly starting to get these derelict buildings removed. There are still some in some neighborhoods that need to be removed. And I'm really surprised government has not put liens on these properties to ask people to clean up, or force them to remove the debris.
So I'm glad to know that there's light at the end of the tunnel in some other areas that we've talked about, all right?
Yeah.
But I still go down the checklist, and there's some easily negotiable and manageable eyesores that could be eliminated. How hard is it really to remove the debris from the shanty town? How hard is it to demolish a derelict building, especially if you've erected a brand-new facility somewhere else?
Yeah, I mean, that's the thing that's got me. I mean, this has been almost a year now that the shanty towns were not demolished, 8 months or so, whatever it is. And that debris has not fully been cleaned up, it amazes me in how we act or what we do as a country, or a government.
Our priorities are definitely askew. I mean, I can't tell you where to lie.
Yeah, it's really frustrating, especially seeing the Local Government Act of 2024, the new Local Government Act, and how it's, taking powers away from local government, in regards to anything over $5,000 quote has to get approval from NASA. We can give approval in principle, but it has to get permission from NASA before we can sign a contract. So, I mean, it's things like that. Your town planning board, anything over, I forget if it's 3,000 to 3,400 square feet, has to go for NASA for approval. I mean, that doesn't make sense. That's making everything back to NASA centric. Local government is supposed to help the family islands and local communities over here and make it less bureaucratic for people and less red tape.
But Roscoe, wasn't that supposed to be an initiative that was in place after the hurricanes that was facilitating behemoth?
You would think so. No,
and then it got removed and scaled back, and now we have to remove red tape?
Yeah, but the thing about it is you have Clay Sweeten, who's the Minister of Family Island Affairs, who was a former local government practitioner. John Pinder, who also was a local government practitioner for the Hopetown District. And I'm really surprised they support this act that they've put forward. It does not help. It actually hinders local government more. It reminds me of pre-92. Everything now has to go through NASA for a rubber stamp. I mean, you're saying locals and your Department of Environmental Health and your Department of Ministry of Works over here are not capable of, looking at plans over 3,000 square feet. I mean, that's a little ridiculous.
What say? Their plans over 3,000 square feet.
Let me rephrase that. That is what I am saying. If we have to send plans back to NASA that are 3,000 square feet for approval, I mean, I can see a resort. I can see, building a bunch of apartments and stuff like that. But when you're talking to somebody building a triplex and it's 3,400 square feet, that has to go to Nassau for approval. You know, it could be approved in principle, but nothing could be done until Nassau gives the go-ahead.
Wow. And yet, you know, so, Abaco continues to be Abaco, and that's the
hey,
big thing.
Hey, listen, Abaco is thriving. Do not get me wrong. Construction is booming. People are working, you know. I mean, we have our issues. You know, I will speak out against the government. People can say, oh, Orozco, you always knock this administration. Yeah, y'all forget 6 years ago, too. You know, I knocked the previous administration, too. So, you know, people have a very short memory in what's going on. I'm just really...
Selective amnesia.
Yeah, very selective.
Now,
even some of these politicians have it.
I was going to ask you about that situation. You mentioned Mr. Sweeten and you mentioned Mr. Pinder. Do you think they've been told to stand down or to not, you know, address those issues? There are other issues they need to focus on by this administration?
You know, I can't answer that. I could speculate, you know, it could be. You know, look at what happened in Eleuther this past week, 3 and 4 days without water in certain areas, Harbor Island, Spanish Wells, North Eleuther. You know, when you look at that, even Abaco, we had problems with our power station. You know, it went down. We were running off of Cooperstown. We got it somewhat sorted out, but it's from what we're gathering, it's not being able to have pure water go through their system. Their reverse osmosis system must not be purifying the water enough to cool the generators down. So the fire department has been having to take water up there to help. So, you know, when you look at this, we're talking about BPL and all these things that are happening in our country, and we're trying to privatize them or move them away from the government stand. I mean, is that the right solution? I mean, right now we can't address simple problems as getting clean water to the power, you know, the generation plants. You also have water and sewage, numerous leaks, low pressure. I got to say they are doing their best to keep water pressure up here compared to other places.
But so you're still getting, you know, it sounds like it's getting back to normal, like you said, and it's thriving in some areas, but the infrastructure is still of utmost importance. You need proper water pressure. You need proper power. You need proper, you know, roads.
Roads I'm not even going to get into because Nassau's roads, you know, our roads are terrible over here going north and south.
Nassau's road fixes, right behind you.
Their fix is sending us patching compound. You know, that's their temporary fix, which I guess it's better than nothing, but...
Yeah, how long does that last, though?
Yeah, it doesn't
A couple of good rains and that's that.
Well, another hole opens up somewhere else, and then you got to wait for another batch of... But the amount they sent us is not enough to upkeep what potholes we have right now.
So let me ask you on another note. So how's the update on the shelter?
I have not gotten any. I would like to get an official update. It's still right there. You know, like I said, it has the windows in it. You know, it looks like gray select or, you know, tar on top of the wood. So it has made some progress in that. It's just a matter of when will they finish it is the question. It was supposed to be finished, I think, of this sometime this year by this year, but I can't see the trusses holding them back upon completion. You know, I mean, maybe 6 weeks, 8 weeks setback, but when they had the collapse.
So we're in the positive lane. What's good in Abaco? What do we got? What do we got? Like,
hey, I told you what's good. I mean, tourism is great over here. You know, we're booming. Construction is still going strong. A lot of businesses, you know, you see reopening. You have
now. Is that like winter birds coming back and so on and so forth?
Yeah, some of your winter birds, and then you also, you know, you have some people that are beautifying the town, you have a gentleman, Mr. Robertson Moses, that have taken an area of the town and really enhanced it by putting some little buildings there, you know, for vendors to sell stuff out of. You know, it's helped the township by putting a sidewalk so people, you know, have an area to walk now. You know, so in that aspect, yes, things are happening here in Abaco in general, which is good. You know, we still lack some of that refinement that, you know, was the change or the blueprint for change. It is yet to come. I guess we won't see that.
Man, there was so much in that blueprint for change, though, that I had people fired up. Let me give you an example of what I mean. I want your take. And I know you saw the headlines today. What's your take on the TUC unions set to strike, or actually starting to strike now?
Listen, they have a right to do what they want and to strike. I mean, the government has made promises to the unions. I don't know all the details in regards to that, but you know what? I mean, it sends a message clearly to the government that they are not on the same page with the unions. And I know it's sometimes difficult both ways, but the mere fact that, you know, you have the prime minister saying there's no problem, and then you got the majority of the union can cripple our country. You know, I mean, it makes me wonder what else this government is lying about, you know. Things aren't as hunky-dory as what they seem. You know, they talk about this 50% off of the 10% on certain food items. You know, did they consult the grocers, the wholesalers? Did they, the retail businesses, to find out how complicated or what's this going to do? I give them credit for trying to give a break to the Bahamian people. But take duty off of everything and give us VAT straight across the board. I would be more happy than with a set VAT price and remove duty across the board. I just don't think things are as what the government portrays them to be. Hunky dory, things are going good. I think the Bahamian people are fed up with this PLP administration and are ready for an election. They're done.
I think that's the resounding consensus opinion of a lot of unions, a lot of people in the hospitality industry, a lot of people on the street.
I think Roscoe raises a great point. We have heard some rumblings in the past, and we've always been reassured by our government that, no, we're in negotiations, things are moving along. I've seen a couple of debates in Parliament where you had like a back and forth. I recall Deputy Opposition Leader Shannon Dawn Cartwright.
Correct.
Getting into several, like, squabbles.
Several
squabbles. Some of the persons I recall on the government side always saying that he was painting a picture that was not correct. I'm paraphrasing. Mr. Lightburn.
Yep.
It's one of those who
as
often...
As in Yamacraw.
Yamacraw would often stand and say, okay, no, you're not painting the right picture. And now we see, based on the headlines, based on what the unions are saying, that, you know, Cartwright was actually right all along, telling us that there is unrest, that there are issues there, that they need to be resolved. And I felt assured, like reassured to a point, when Pierre Glover-Roll, the honorable member for
Golden Gates,
would say, no, we're in negotiations with them, we're working things out. But I don't know if I could trust those assurances anymore, because obviously, based on the reporting that we have now, things are not hunky-dory, like Roscoe said. Things are not good. And we don't know. You had a union member call in earlier saying they don't even know what the agreement is, what the point of contention is. A member saying we're not sure, like, where this negotiation is breaking down. And then, you know, some had other theories of the case. But the point is, we've been constantly reassured that things are good, but it's quite obvious for everyone to see now.
And that's what I'm saying. I don't want you to misconstrue progress.
You're communicating, but then you're not making progress.
No.
And then it gets so bad that now you have a hard time communicating because you're saying these union people aren't answering your calls, not coming into meetings.
Well, obviously,
it's crazy now.
2-day action starts today.
But when the unions want to meet with the PM or the minister, it's very difficult for them to, you know, I mean, and I'm not saying, let me say, it's a lot more difficult for you to get a meeting with a minister or PM than them wanting to meet with you, you know, at
right.
that time.
Right. It's I understand what you're saying. Mm-hmm.
They're busy. Now, just getting back to that, hey, listen, I support any Bahamian that believes their grievance with the government and their working conditions or whatever it is. We know that our nurses, our teachers, a lot of them are underpaid in our country compared to other parts of the world.
Absolutely.
I mean, that is, listen, my wife taught at Patrick J. Bethel. She taught at D.W. Davis in Nassau. Their pay scale is pittance compared to other places in the world.
You're right.
So when I look at that and I see, you know, but for the government to sit there and say, hey, things are moving along, and then you see that the majority of the unions are striking, something's wrong there. Somebody is being dishonest and misleading the public.
There's a lot of disenfranchised, you know?
Yeah, and which is sad.
Union.
Straight up. You know, you'd rather be straight up than caught in a lie down the road. You know, be straight up.
Now it begs the question, you know, now do they lean toward the current opposition, since that's something that they've shown before? Or will they now be, for lack of a better word, a little more timid, a little more shy, a little more? Because at the end of the day, it was a bold move to endorse the opposition. But you can't do it blindly. You got to have something in hand.
They had a memorandum of understanding.
Come on, man.
That's what they had in hand. I mean, that was sufficient then.
Memorandum of understanding is right up there with a pledge.
Now,
we can play the GOP.
Roscoe, I pledge to give you $20 million, I pledge $20 million to you,
I might get some hell for saying this, but I would take a memorandum of understanding under the previous government, under the FNM, that I would take under the PLP.
Dear God.
They may be reconsidering.
And that is a 360 right there.
You know, but I mean, when you look at our country and the way it's going, you know, and this, I think it all goes back to, you know, the Procurement Act. It all goes back to freedom of information.
We mentioned it earlier.
It all goes back to public knowledge and letting the public be informed. Not because ZNS is government owned, that they control what comes in and out. Be neutral on your reporting. Same with Guardian, same with Tribune, same with anybody. You know, I mean, the truth, and it needs to be presented, you know, to the Bahamian people so they know what actually is going on in our own country.
You're right.
I mean, Roscoe, the whole situation, you look at it, and it's not just Abaco, it's Grand Bahama. You've heard Exuma. You heard Eleuthera, you hear New Providence. And then you look at this administration and they're going to want or beg for another 5 years. And what have they really done? What's the track record? What is there to buy into?
Well, the first thing I would say to somebody is, okay, first of all, we're getting rid of $70 million in consultation fees that could be used in other areas of our country. I mean, think about that. I mean, that's a ridiculous amount of money that we're spending travel. That's a ridiculous amount of money that we're spending in that.
No, I'm not going to allow you to say that. The Prime Minister is my baseball buddy, but in addition to that, he has gone for our reparations. He went and chased down the King of England for our reparations. Now, because of our hue, we may get less reparations than others, but he still chased down our reparations.
You're silly, okay.
Hold your breath on that.
You could call BS or nothing anytime you want, old friend.
Remember, I might be a Dolphin fan, but you a Cowboy fan.
Oh, there you go, boy. Misery Love Company. You like whiskey, I like rum. We both drink too much.
Goodness.
But Roscoe, I appreciate you like chiming in, as always.
Yeah, the other thing I wanted to ask you, did you see that video? Did you get any confirmation on that video that was circulating earlier?
Which one? With a certain minister showing off their Christmas...
Yeah, I thought it was
Trove, is that the correct word?
Yeah, I thought it was kind of funny, you know.
I saw that. I mean, I'll be honest with you.
The Minister of Transport and Energy?
Correct.
Yeah. Okay, yeah, I did see that. Someone sent that to me earlier.
And listen,
Listen, I can see sending it to family members that you got this, but when you kind of flash that and the public sees that, it makes them start to question.
It's distasteful. You know,
I thought it was distasteful.
And I don't yeah. care if the defense from her camp is, oh, well, she had money before. Well, if you had money, you should be used.
Yeah.
No need to flaunt it. No need to floss.
Correct.
Because at the moment, if you didn't floss in private life, don't floss in public life.
Yeah, I just thought it was kind of funny. I didn't.
But it goes back to all about declaring to Roscoe. So if you had it in your prior life, in your private life, then you declare.
So you're going to look at these declarations. You want to see those Louis Vuittons and the Tiffany's, and we want to see all
and
of
the
that,
Cartier,
right? And the Cartier.
Well, it's Cartier, actually.
Cartier. We need to see that on those declarations.
But what was that other thing? Fashion Nova.
Right. Well, we don't need to see that. That's cheap stuff. Come on now.
How about Forever 21, even though you're over 13?
Oh, my goodness. It's too much.
I think it, like you said, it's MJ. You said it, and I think Inigo said it too. It's distasteful.
I think so. Yeah.
When it's put into the public eye, and you have people out there that are struggling to
not a good look
through school or getting lunch or buying groceries.
What about waiting on her ministry to deliver the lower BPL bills
or some transparency? Right.
I have to let the neighbor open our bill now. Me nor my wife could open our bill. It's get us lightheaded and dizzy.
The only thing I could say right now is this government better be thankful for this cool weather that we've had over the last week.
It has been
nice. It's been nice to hear that AC not cut in.
Oh,
or,
yes.
You know,
yes. Lord, help
you could open your windows.
Yeah. But nonetheless, like I said, just to wrap that up in a nutshell, this like I said, if you had it in a private life, no need to flaunt it in public life.
Yeah.
And
no,
then it would beg that people to ask, you know, questions. You know, like, why you need a tissue for when your nerves running? What, you got
it's
allergies?
It's just a lack of sensitivity. I mean, you just came out of the holiday season, and I'm so listen, I'm a girl's girl, so I love it. I feel the same way when you
yes,
get certain
you are.
Girly things, and you're happy that you got these gifts, especially if they came from someone that you love, and it's a, you know, a gift that has love in it. It's awesome. But I'm saying, we just came out of the Christmas season. You understand that it was immensely difficult for a lot of Bahamian families. I mean, a lot. Mm-hmm. We're talking about even the basic necessities like food. You know, that was difficult for many families to afford. Maybe they didn't have the spread this past year they may have been able to have in times gone past. One thing, as a public-facing person and as a minister, no less, whose job should be to help alleviate some of the stress and pressures on the Bahamian public, one thing I find distasteful is to have a video like that. And like you said, if it was private, good stuff, enjoy it. I'm sure the family would love it. But when you have that circulating in the general public and you have persons who have suffered through this past holiday season, seeing you up there instead of focusing on how you can deliver low electricity, some dependable water with decent pressure, these kinds of things, the gifts that we want, instead you're talking about Louis Vuitton and Cartier and Tiffany. I mean, let's get real.
And Fashion Nova.
We ain't talking Fashion Nova. we need people who work and who work for the Bahamian people, and we need them to be laser focused on bringing the cost of living down. And that just looks like that looks like a person who's completely out of touch with what's happening on the ground with Bahamians.
And the protocol of being a minister.
Yeah, I can send you, I can do a video and show you my Skechers slip-on comfortable shoes.
Exactly,
you know,
which you love, right?
Which I wouldn't trade for nothing
exactly.
in the world.
Exactly, priceless.
Now, especially when they broken in. But listen, Roscoe, we appreciate you. We got to get
so
to the break.
So great to talk to you, Roscoe.
But be safe, man. Regards to everybody in Abaco.
Love
we'll do
to
it
you
again
and the
next
family.
Monday. All right, bro?
Yeah, appreciate that. My regards to y'all. Good afternoon, Bahamas. And thank you again, Naughty and MJ, for having me on. And we'll see you next
Monday.
Next Monday.
Always a pleasure.
All right, buddy. God
Be
bless,
safe.
Man.
You too. Let's get to the break. As we get to the break, though, let's get these texts in real quick, MJ. We got enough time to slide them in, so.
Okay.
Fire away, baby.
This text says, Naughty, I'm with you. Being an empty nester is terrifying and also a stage you need to be psychologically and financially prepared for.
More beer money.
This text says, good day, Naughty. It's deeply frustrating to see the Prime Minister spend so much time making empty promises while failing to deliver or follow through on them. His words, which should carry weight and integrity, seem hollow and lack substance. This texter says...
I mean, that texter hit it out the park with that one. He nailed it.
Good day, Naughty and MJ. Happy New Year to you and your family.
And to you and
Help me with this. If Minis raised VAT 60% and took VAT off medication and breadbasket items, and Brave Davis take the 2% off and put 10% on everything, which is feasible to the Bahamians. Then later down, take 5% and on food and didn't take it off... bread, didn't take it off medication, where's the win for the people? Brave is finished. If you do the math on
Ouch.
It, right? Oh, yeah. If you do the math on it, let's just say, you know, just really quickly, let's just say you ran to the store in 2021 when the former FNM administration was still in power and you had to buy a loaf of bread and some aspirin, which cost $5. So in 2021, before administrations changed, when it was 12%, if I was 12%, but medicines were exempt, you would pay $10.60 if everything cost $5, both those items. In 2021, once the Davis administration came in and changed their VAT program, so that would be 2022, then you would pay $11. And based on what they propose to do now, which is reduce VAT to 5% without any exemptions again, you would pay $10.50. So let's run this, because it's not off bread basket items. Let's run this down again. 2021 under Minis, $10.60. 2022 under Davis, $11. 2025 under Davis after April, $10.50. What percentage of your spend goes to
right.
bread basket items and medicines versus just regular food? But bear in mind, the persons that we're really aiming to help in society are those who can least afford these things. So should be laser focused on making sure that they get the best deals and the best discounts. And so far, the change, even down to 5%, is going to be infinitesimal.
Minimal.
Very minimal.
And meanwhile, at the gas pumps, Rubis, $5.33.
Ouch.
Esso, $5.33.
Ooh.
Shell, $5.38.
I
wanted to say a Spanish word.
Don't say it. We have Spanish listeners. You guys are listening.
Buenas tardes.
Are we breaking now? We're breaking for the news,
the
right?
break. Cuban Whitney's numerology report coming up. Brought to you, of course, by the Island Game. We're going to get to the news. Flip side of the break. We'll be into the 5 o'clock hour. And Mike McCarthy is no longer head coach of the Dallas Cowboys. You're going to hear a happy, naughty one on the flip side of the break when it comes to talking sports. Pearly will be in the building. Don't touch it.
So good.
They tried to use me and abuse me. I leave them with the ground. It will go by so long and implantation. I mean, never get paid. All I do is battle what?
Feeling lucky? Here's Cuban Willie's numerology report. Brought to you by the Island Game.
¡Wepa! Soy yo, Cuban Willy. Buenos días, and it's Monday, and it's time for my numerology report brought to you, of course, by the Island Game. And I have the lucky three balls for you for today, for Monday. 7-8-7. 7-8-7. Play it and win with the Island Games. Stay winning, my friend.
John's Shoes and Accessories is your one-stop shop for all your footwear needs. You will find what you're looking for among the growing collection of classic and trendy styles with new arrivals every week. John's covers the whole family and has great prices, helpful and friendly customer service. Your experience shopping with us will be time well spent. Shop with us online at www.johnshoes.com. John's also now carries small home appliances. So come on into John's, located on Rosetta Street in Palmdale and Carmichael Road West. John's, we put fashion at your feet.
NRG is nutrition. Check out our world-famous smoothies, signature quinoa dishes. We have the best salads and breakfast fit for a king and his queen. Open for breakfast, lunch, and now dinner. Each order is made with love and the highest quality ingredients and is nutritionally balanced. Visit any of our three locations. Old Fort Bay, open until 7:30 p.m. West Bay Street and Gladstone Road in the Monroe's Complex, open until 4 p.m. Follow us on Instagram and Facebook at NRG Bahamas. NRG, nutrition ready to go.
Pinda has a new line, the Sky series of porcelain. It comes in four colors. Sky Noir, Sky Gris, Sky Glance, and this one, Sky Zero. As the name suggests, you would think it has a strong blue component, but the blue is kind of like just a hint in the overall coloring of the porcelain. The blue feature runs more or less the center of the tile, and that's surrounded by light shades of gray. The Sky Azure, like the others in the series, needs to be seen to be appreciated. Stop by Pinder Tile and have a look at Sky Azure, one of the four in the Sky series.
Again, with the new Kentucky Mesquite Chicken Sandwich, featuring a large 100% premium 120-gram white meat filet topped with cheddar cheese, smoky bacon, lettuce, tomato, and tangy red onions, all drizzled with ranch sauce and served on a toasted brioche bun. Choose original recipe or spicy, but don't wait. This mouthwatering masterpiece is only here for a limited time and only at your favorite KFC. The new Kentucky Mesquite Chicken Sandwich at KFC. It's finger-licking good.
You're listening to Talking Heads with Naughty and Mary Jane.
Mary Jane.
Only on Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM.
Lord have mercy. Whoa, 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 whoa. Oh, well.
Talking Heads with Naughty is brought to you by Burger King, the Cancer Treatment Centers of America, Fine Threads, John's Department Store, Joker's Wild, KFC, Naughty Johnny's, NRG Nutrition, Percy's Island Games, Pinder Tile, Prince Masters, and Tropical Gyros.
Well, I got you on the Monday, January 13th edition of Talking Heads. Do we have the Pearl? Pearly, what's going on, man? Pretty, you're on mute, man.
I'm here.
All right. Listen, we can talk sports, me and MJ, right? We got a lot to talk about, and you know I'm a happy camper coming out of Dallas today. Good boy, look at how he's smiling. But before we get to that, I know you're a socialite. I know you used to be out there. You used to be hobnobbing. Were you at the, what's it called? Foxy?
No, this is a text. A text says, Naughty, did you attend the Foxy... AF, your PM did. The Prime Minister?
I didn't.
I've not been to Bimini since October 2023.
Okay.
Oh, okay.
I never been
now
to Bimini.
I've been missing this stuff, so it was a party in Bimini.
I heard it was a very interesting party in Bimini. That's all I can say.
Oh, now I definitely want to know what happened.
If I could use the word, I don't think it was a party there, Pearly. I think it was my hair. It was quite the soiree.
Let's put it this way. I heard a lot of fun was had.
Well, Texter, no, Naughty didn't go, Pearly didn't go, and I definitely didn't go because I just hearing the details.
No, and listen,
so,
man. However,
no, we missed the party. Where was our invite?
But I'll be honest with you, man. However Mr. Fox decides to enjoy himself and fets and parties that he throws, that's all on him, man. It's his dime. How he chooses to spend it is on him. He does a lot of good stuff in the community, you know, with the foundation. So if that's how he blows steam, But I ain't going to be looking for no invite to that kind of party. I'm good.
I heard the Diddy Fox party was really,
I think I'm becoming clear what's happening now. But the Prime Minister is there? Is that what is being
correct,
elect?
Amanda. There's videos floating around.
I saw some pictures. That's all I can see.
Oh, wait. Someone is sending. Okay. Thank you. I feel like we have the fastest, smartest.
Text us. I think it is the baddest and
bestest
audience.
Okay, so I'm getting pictures, and yes, that does look like the... what is this?
And I hear all the Caucasian tourists there pretty much like, oh, my God, it's the Prime Minister. Let's take a picture. Oh, my God.
Okay.
He knows the Prime Minister. Oh, my God.
Okay. Okay. So that was like a climate change party. What that was about?
Reparations.
Okay.
It was a party that I think was to honor Brother Fox for his entrepreneur and philanthropy.
Yeah, I don't make light of his entrepreneurial spirit.
Oh my goodness.
I know from his humble beginnings from which he came. All right, good dude. We always had good conversations throughout the years, and so it's no ill will when I say this. You know, he's earned his dime, and how he decides to spend his money, that's on him. And, you know, I noticed the philanthropic work, and that's what, I commend him on. And, yeah, I don't mind if I don't have this invite. But boy, I tell you.
Yeah, it doesn't bother me.
Looks like that was quite the party.
That's what I heard. I mean,
a party said, okay. Yeah.
So I saw some
I got some video and, you know, that came in, so I'm going to, when I get a chance, I'm going to watch this.
Stuff like that.
Looks interesting.
It's not a good, anyway.
Yeah.
Boy, I tell you, man. Like I mean,
flossing with the Christmas gifts now, partying like a rock star.
One thing I like about corporate, right? Corporate sends me some pictures that, corporate, how did you get that one? And corporate, you know, corporate, I mean, come on, man. My God. Pearly, I can send you these pictures.
Please do.
I'm commended by corporate and by legal. Legal is, man, let me tell you, legal does it every time. And legal listens to the show because obviously they know how I go. You know, but legal has done an outstanding job again. I'm telling you, this is some pictures. This is some pictures here. And the PM looked like he's having fun. So legal, good job, legal. I like the legal department, boy. They done an outstanding job again.
That white jacket popping though.
Are you seeing that?
You know how.
But you know what I like underneath? I like the t-shirt underneath.
Oh. Okay. Okay.
The black dress didn't look too bad either. Oh, sorry. That's, you know.
I was talking about the t-shirt. I didn't see any dressing. I just like how he pulled off the t-shirt under the jacket like Don Crockett did back in the day. You know, as Crockett and Tubbs. You know, as Don Johnson did. Sorry, Don Johnson did, as Sonny Crockett, you know?
It was a plain t-shirt that Don Johnson used to wear.
Yeah, I know, but the fact that the boldness of, you know, the Bahamian flag on there, rocking it out.
Yeah.
You know, that's branding.
Naughty. This is great international branding.
So McCarthy's gone, huh?
Let the party begin. Let the other party begin.
Yeah, let's talk some sports. Pearly, yeah, man, much to my liking.
And you predicted it, though.
Yeah, I know, and I told you all it was coming. But I think, let's get to this call real quick. Talking Heads.
Hey, what's up?
Hey, what's going on?
I'm sorry, my voice is coming back.
Okay, let me do this introduction right. Now that he has licked his wounds over the Georgia Bulldogs, messing the bed like puppy bulldogs, you are now here because Mahomes has the look in his eye and they're ready to leave the reservation. The war party has been summoned. The defense is ready. Kareem Hunt has a telltale story to make a feel-good story. Come on, bro. I see it coming.
I wanted to know why he didn't give me them tickets to the Orange Bowl, because I know he didn't go to the Orange Bowl anymore.
Well, first of all, okay? I didn't purchase tickets to the Orange Bowl because, long story short, ain't no way we speaking Notre Dame without backup quarterback. So, he's a backup for a reason, right? I can say that now. in public.
Well, he's gonna be your starting quarterback next year.
Well, yeah, but that's been a whole spring to get ready. That dude was getting no reps with nobody because we were supposed to be the number one coming out of the league this year, and Beck played like crap. And if anybody follows me online, or you know, I've been ripping up Beck.
No, I got to give you that. You have been no fan of Beck since the break.
Yeah. I've been a fan of Beck up to this year. I figured this was the year he should take the step. We really didn't do that. But we just got the number one quarterback to flip his commitment and come to us. So we'll be fine. And, you know, I don't really care. I mean, that's gone. It is what it is. But listen, I was in New Orleans. I literally was in New Orleans when this whole thing went down. Thank goodness my mom raised me correct. And I knew to get my behind off Bourbon Street at a decent time.
So, my God. Glad to know you're safe.
You were on Bourbon Street when it happened?
No. We left. I tell my boys, I said, look, ain't that me and us? We some old 50-year-old dudes. We need to go back and get some rest.
Yeah, and thank God you did.
The Harris for food, in fact.
So was it an area where you were hanging out, though?
Oh, boy.
Yeah, because, you know, I have my fraternity and us, we do a trip. We went to RV. We went to the Shreveport Bowl. We went to the Music City Bowl. We saw the Grizzlies play. We saw the Magic play. Um, we We had a game in the rain with Georgia Tech. Oh, ridiculous. And then we went to New Orleans for the game. And, of course, we got tickets for the Gator Bowl the next day, but we had to change that to stay in New Orleans. So it was a good trip. We did, I think, 7 sporting events in 6 days.
And do your little stress busting. You get off and watch as much college football as you can. But now I know you're poised to run your mouth.
I was giving you all a break. Last week in the morning, I came home with laryngitis.
Okay.
Right? Imagine me doing choir practice for that last week. That was common.
Okay. Now, my question is, let's cut to the chase.
Yeah.
Mahomes looked like you got the look in his eye. The line looks doable, meaning you're going to have the Texans this week, and you're going to have to either face, you know, Lamar or Josh Allen. You're going to know who's coming for you.
Don't make a difference.
You're going to play at home. You don't have to leave.
Arrowhead Invitational.
Now,
listen out how serious we were about going 3 straight this year. Mahomes planned his wife's pregnancy for the bye week.
Oh my God! You have reached a new depth.
I cannot.
He said, "This is when we gonna conceive, because that's the bye week."
God.
Okay.
Okay. I think that the matchup I'd like to see if you make it all the way through, and I think that I think that the Ravens or the Bills are going to give you a tough matchup. But yeah, I think if you get it done, you go to the Super Bowl. I would like to see a rematch from 2 years ago when the Lions popped you all in the mouth and established themselves as a young up and coming team that matured now.
Hold up, you mean manipulators without Kelce, without Chris Jones, without Snead at the time,
and they did play you without Jahmyr Gibbs, and always remember Jahmyr Gibbs and Jahmyr takes away. Always remember that. Go ask your boy Dougie about that and fantasy and who won that and who won that league again. Two straight. This guy right here. Go ask.
Beating Dougie is like the Chiefs beating the best Bombers, man. Come on.
Hey, nothing to it but to do it, but it's still fun anyway. It's still fun anyway.
Dougie catching strays.
I see the pundits are trying to say Buffalo's going to win the Super Bowl. I don't even think Buffalo can make it to the Kansas City.
Go ahead, Earl.
I don't think the pundits are trying to say Buffalo's the favorite to win the Super Bowl. I don't think they're going to get past Baltimore.
That's because they're trying to massage the Josh Allen MVP angle because they know they can't deny the marvelous number 4.
Listen,
Lamar should be the MVP. Everybody knows.
Bottom line.
Okay.
Yeah, I think he showed them this weekend. Hey, think what you want. Think I'm the MVP. I beat a really good team.
They have a narrative. Listen to me. If you don't understand who broadcasts your football games, okay? CBS, Fox, Prime. These are all the guys who are lined up in MAGA. Even the black dudes, they're lined up in MAGA. Okay? So they will never root for anybody who doesn't look and play the part. They will continue to bet against the Chiefs. They will continue to say Lamar isn't a real quarterback. We'll continue that
Wait,
narrative.
I'm confused. So isn't Patty and his wife, aren't they MAGA?
No.
Just the wife, MAGA. Right? Just the wife is MAGA.
Wife is okay. MAGA.
All right. Just to be clear.
He's gone out of his way to say
that. And his brother is Gaga, as in Lady Gaga.
Listen. You can't choose who your siblings are. You only choose your friends. I judge people by their friends.
Yeah.
Not their family.
For real.
Okay.
Yeah, I want to take a step back to college basketball a minute. Is it me or is it the fans doing the same thing to Lamar that to Notre Dame as they totally against Notre Dame and finding their way to pull hard for everybody else?
Of course. Mm-hmm. Because Freeman was supposed to lose.
Yeah.
Freeman was supposed to be the DEI hire because if you remember, Les Miles left.
Correct.
Not a crazy boy.
I know you're talking about.
I know you're talking about.
Who's now the coach at LSU. Okay?
Yeah.
Brian. He left and put Notre Dame in the lurch. They ain't had time to do a real search.
Well, Freeman did an excellent job. I mean, you know it's refreshing? The first time in about a dozen years, you don't have SEC teams playing in the finals. You got Ohio State and you got Notre Dame, which is refreshing, to be honest with you. And I hate Ohio State, so
let's
go Notre Dame.
Texas cheated their way with ASU. And then the same target and they didn't get called on them is the same one they was begging for when they needed it. Right?
Yeah.
But Sarkisian is another one. If any black coach had done what Sarkisian had done, been an alcoholic, cussing people out, crashing on campus and everything else, he'd have never been working again.
Correct.
Yep, that's true. Yeah. That is true.
So, you know, it's us and then they ain't us, right? And so my thing is, we ready. We focused. We got three straight on the mind. I know Reed. Whoever we get next week, after this week, because he's already prepared for the next. We will be well prepared. They come into Arrowhead, and we are going to
I think if it's Buffalo, you're going to walk all over Buffalo. I think you're going to embarrass Buffalo. I think Baltimore will give you a better game and a run for your money.
Baltimore will give us a better game, but you know why I want Buffalo? You know why I want Buffalo? They want
to shut them up on Josh Allen. Yeah.
Right. And the Buffalo fans are the worst. You've never won anything.
But you think you are.
You get on the big stories, all you do is, I wouldn't even say wet the bed, because you can at least wash out urine. What they threw to the bed, you got to throw the bed away.
Anyway.
Right?
And I...
So I died. That's my boy Quasi. That's my boy Arian. All y'all Bills fans, y'all need to get your team. So we can just shut y'all up.
All right.
Great regular season. Anyway, great regular
season. Good talk soon, man. Good to know you're safe and all that good stuff. And look forward to hearing your commentary over the next couple of weeks, especially with the Chiefs.
Yes, my brother. Take care.
Be safe. Now, real quick, let me just go on. Hold on one thought, MJ, because I know you got a text, but I have to get this in. You remember Pearlie and MJ to an extent. You might have been here on an episode, but I know Pearlie, there was a certain Steeler fan that called here all boisterous because the Steelers beat the Ravens in a field goal fest. You remember that one?
Yes, I remember.
To name them cow turd eating Steelers because my Cowboys beat that same big bad Steeler team he's talking about. And didn't we also say the Steelers were going to reverse into the playoffs? Losers of five of the last six, four straight. And then we said they're going to get bounced in the first round. And who bounced them, by the way? Was it the same Baltimore Ravens?
Yeah.
So, yeah, I might have had feathers in my mouth on that moment when you won the field goal fest. But cow turd eating Steeler, now you're like a buffet. You got cow turd and raven feather and raven turd to consume.
But I had to ask Sister Sledge, what is her drink of choice, you know, because she's welcome to the Losers Lounge now.
Oh, yes. Invite Sister Sledge. Yes, man. Siobhan Riley, big up to her. I call her your government name. Yeah, you old Steeler fan. You and your hubby need to sleep on the sofa now because the Steelers and the Dolphins bunch out of the playoffs. Losers. What you drinking in the Losers Lounge? Come on over. So I just had to get that out of the way. The playoffs, like I said, though, take a good twist this week, Pearlie. You got KC taking on the Texans. You got Baltimore and Buffalo, which is a great matchup. Then you got over in the NFC, you got Detroit waiting on the winner of Minnesota and the Rams. And I think the Eagles in a red matchup, I think you got some good playoff football in the divisional rounds.
I just think Tampa Bay, I mean, Baker Mayfield is finding a way to lose games. He just finds
you can't blame Baker on that, but that defense has got to stop them a couple of times, too.
No, that fumble is the difference of the game. The fumble right there.
Yeah, but Baker put him in there, too. Baker got him there, too.
Yeah, he did get him there.
You better be easy. I had to throw Baker in an emergency situation in a fantasy playoff, and Baker came through with big points. So you go easy with the Baker.
He put up plenty of points for me in the league. I was very happy to have him. I'll pick him again next year because he can put up the points.
All right. So let's get to the other calls. We got a couple of more calls. Talking Heads.
Good afternoon, Naughty, and good afternoon to your guests.
Hey, good afternoon.
Yeah, I'm listening to you all talking, and I like how you basically couldn't even mention Buffalo name or call it, right? You know, you just said it can be Kansas City, can get between Baltimore and Bills or something like that, but you wouldn't really say master defense, call it for what it is.
Oh,
man.
No.
It's
hold on. You know, listen, man, I'm a Cowboy fan. You know we can't take you Bills seriously. You're our chalk. You're our Super Bowl chalk. We own you. Okay, so I get you. You're still in the race. You still there. You still in the race and you still there, but I know 56-17. I know 13 nothing at the half, and then, you know, we beat you in the second half, and then that's what I remember. You know, so y'all can't talk to me, but go ahead, Bills Mafia. You did play well.
You watched the game yesterday with Green Bay and Baltimore?
Yeah, and I watched the game with Green Bay. I'm upset that Jordan Love could rape and pillage my Cowboys last year in the playoffs, like a runaway, you know, warrior.
Pirate,
you know, and then go silently into the night in Philadelphia yesterday with nothing, with mistakes galore. So, yeah.
Jackson Doors play the way they play over the weekend. If Baltimore, I mean, when you look at Baltimore, and this MVP situation, the media isn't hyping this up. It's an automatic. It's a given. If we beat Buffalo, if we beat the Ravens next week, Josh Allen win the MVP. Is that a fact?
They already voted. It doesn't matter. They already voted. The voting is already in.
The voting's already in.
The voting is done.
Okay, fine. The voting is already in, but this would cement the fact that he had a better year than.
But did he have a better year than Lamar statistically? Did he really?
And when you look at...
Go ahead.
Then you look at who he beat.
Not who he beat.
He beat the Lions, didn't he?
I asked you stats call. I didn't ask you who he beat.
Yeah, but when you look at his stats, it's almost similar.
But there again, the question was, who got the better stats? I didn't ask you if he beat the Lions.
Josh Allen have the better record, right?
Who got the better record?
Josh Allen, right?
You playing a weaker division.
So, you beat the weak Jets twice, you beat the weak team.
And a weak Patriots twice. I mean, come on, that's the wee-wee division because it's weak.
We beat the Chiefs.
Lamar Jackson this year.
Let me check it out.
Lamar Jackson, 4,172 passing yards, 41 touchdowns, 4 interceptions, a quarterback rating of 119.6.
And look at Josh.
And now I'm pulling up Josh Allen. I'm going to pull it up right now. Give me 2 seconds. Very well, maybe. But at the end of the day, I think that you have to look at the stats. And Lamar, you know, you based it on two teams. Yeah, Josh Allen, 3,731 yards, 28 touchdowns, 6 interceptions, and 101.4 passer rating. So it's not even close. I know you're the Bills Mafia, but that ain't even close. Lamar had almost 400, 500 yards more.
Look at the stats, man.
I'm looking at 41 touchdowns is more than 28. Agreed? 4 interceptions is less than 6, correct? A 119.6 passer rating is better than a 101.6 passer rating, correct? And 4,172 passing yards is more than 3,131, correct?
Correct.
So they ain't even close.
Then you look at who we beat and how we played this year. Have the most rushing touchdowns, right?
Okay, go ahead. This year?
Yeah.
Not the most yards, though. Not the most rushing yards.
No, because Lamar owns that record. He broke Michael Vick's record. So you got to throw that into the equation, too.
Daniels had more than Josh Allen as well.
Who?
Jaden Daniels from Washington.
Josh Allen had 531 rushing yards this year.
Okay.
And let me see how many touchdowns he had, too.
Yeah.
No, I mean, I just want to have it for clarity's sake, man.
Yeah,
you know, so
for real, Baltimore didn't need
12 rushing touchdowns.
How did the rest? Because they had the great, the king, King Henry.
Correct.
Yes. He gets look. Baltimore is a good team. They're favorite. They could easily win the Super Bowl. They could easily, but so can the Buffalo Bills easily.
Right, I know, and I mean, listen.
So don't try and make it.
Buffalo always finds a way to lose.
Yeah, I was going
to
say, you can't say easily. It's not easy for Buffalo.
You go to 4 straight Super Bowls and lose, nothing easy there.
It's not easy.
Yeah, we lost 4 straight.
They've been to the AFC East every year for the last,
still a Buffalo Bills.
I think almost the last 9 years.
And some of these other footballers who follow players.
Right.
And when the players like Brady, you know, you can hardly find much.
No, I agree with you on that. New England Patriot fans now, they extinct. They gone.
Yeah,
I agree.
That's because people
people say
like the Chicago Bulls fans,
like say I'm a Laker. I'm not a LeBron fan. I'm a Laker.
Use a good man. Use a Laker, not a LeBron fan. That makes up for the Buffalo Bills.
That's what we do. I'm a team sports. It's no player sports here. But like I say, this would validate who is next week, who is the legitimate MVP. And it's
all
a
right.
good matchup.
So we got to get to the break, caller. Good stuff, man. Don't be a stranger. Call us back and make sure to follow us through with your Buffalo Bills.
Yeah. So we're going to take it to a break now. When we come back, we have some texts. We have a bunch of texts.
Great.
Naughty and Pearly. So
and
we'll
then
get to those.
We get to those. And then I got a couple of other little tidbits, Pearly. You and I got to talk, and MJ, you got to talk about Saquon Barkley, the 2,000-yard record. Like, really, who owns that? And I'm going to break down who really owns that record that will never, ever be broken.
Never, ever.
We got to talk NFL. And we got to talk about, no, Pearly, not. I'll give you my theory on the flip side of the break. Caller, I see you. We'll get to you. And we'll talk sports, and then I'll let you know who's taking us home today. Either Rich Eisen or Colin Howard. I'm leaning toward Eisen. Y'all keep it right where you got it. The Monday, January 13th edition of Talking Heads continues right after this.
Crunch your KFC craving with a KFC Value Box for just $9.95. Get a piece of our golden fried chicken, crispy fries, cheesy mashed potatoes, 3 juicy all-white meat nuggets, a buttery biscuit, a sweet dessert biscuit, and a 16-ounce soda, all for just $9.95. Now that's a deal. Order online or WhatsApp high to 557-3663 to grab your KFC Value Box today. Big flavor, bigger value, and always KFC. Finger looking good.
Cancer Treatment Centers of America is now City of Hope, creating one of the leading cancer networks from coast to coast, providing more of what you need. More locations means more care closer to home. More specialists means more expertise. More research means more breakthroughs. More advancements means more treatment options. And more options means more hope. Learn more at cancercenter.com.
For fast, reliable, and impactful printing services, look no further. Let Printmasters bring your masterpiece to life. We stand by our quality products that is second to none. Our affordable pricing and friendly, efficient staff makes Printmasters the ultimate choice for all your printing needs. We can deliver any type of printing services, from banners to booklets to business cards. You name it, we can print it.
Let Printmasters bring your masterpiece to life.
Located in the Nassau Guardian Building, telephone 302-2361.
Been discounting a new line of tile, the Sky Series of Porcelain. Comes in 4 colors, tones, and shades. There's Sky Noir, Sky Azure, Sky Glance, and this one, Sky Gris. Sky Gris, as you'd imagine, gives you a smoky kind of feel. It's not heavy and depressing, but gives the area a chill feeling. The Sky Series comes in 2 formats, 24 by 24 at 530 a square foot, 12 by 24 at 525 a square foot. I really like this series for big spaces, and being porcelain, they can take a lot of traffic. The Sky Series at her tile.
You're listening to Talking Heads with Naughty and Mary Jane.
Mary Jane!
Only on Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM.
We're back at you on the Monday, January 13th edition of Talking Heads. You are truly Naughty along with Mary Jane and Earl the Pearl in your company right up until 6 p.m. Let's go to the phone lines. Carter, we appreciate your patience, man. Talking Heads, what's good?
Yeah, gentlemen and lady.
Hey.
Hey, what's going on, Muff?
Hey, Naughty. Hey, I remember too, man. He texted you the other day too, man. But, man.
You're talking about that Steeler fan, right? That Steeler fan. Yeah. I remember.
Yeah, he texted you the other day, 0-5. Say 2 first down in the first half, man. 2 first down. Mm. Man, come on now. Come on. Hey, I talked to my neighbor. My boy say he run into you and MJ the other day too. Big Ed from our Waterloo door.
Yeah, man. Big Ed. Yeah, man.
Yeah.
I thought he on suicide watch. He on suicide watch right now.
Yeah, because he's a stealer.
Oh, no.
Yeah, he's a stealer. He on suicide watch.
I saw Big Ed. Yeah, man.
Hey, my neighbor here right now doing now. Ken Jagolia, they watch the game with me too Saturday night, by the way. I had to talk to Ken Bard for a minute. The Dolphins beat up on the 49ers, because he's the 49ers. But, hey, Pearly, how you doing, man? Hey, but, Pearly, you talking to Baker Mayfield? Every time Baker Mayfield and Mike Evans, every time they are gonk,
now they just clinch. But the hey, it really a playoff game with a dunk. Mm-hmm. With a field goal, Jen.
That was ridiculous. I mean, but hey.
But against Penn State, that and I do, my buddy.
Notre Dame can win the national title, watch.
Yeah, Leonard, dangerous. Leonard could be a good quarterback and things like really make it.
I really want to see them get it over Ohio State, man. I got a special hate for Ohio State, and my oldest son loves Ohio State. Don't get me wrong, but this goes way
Howard
back.
Dangerous too, though. I want to sleep on Howard. That's Howard, the great OC.
Ever since Alabama embarrassed my Notre Dame Fighting Irish in the last time they played in the national championship, I need this one, and I need this for Freeman as well.
But Penn State, that turnover, that sack, fumble, scoop, return, that killed them. And then Texas, that one with Gray and everything, that killed them.
In Texas, I think.
Yeah. But don't you say Washington get Philadelphia?
Yeah, Washington got Philadelphia, and Detroit gets the winner of the Rams and
Minnesota. If Philly play like how they play yesterday, they beat. They ain't play good. They play bad.
Green Bay beat themselves.
I'm saying overkill Green Bay.
Correct. Green Bay beat themselves.
Yeah, they beat themselves.
All right, Muff.
But a lot of times we underestimated Green Bay this year.
All right, yeah, I go on. Hey, y'all think them fans in Arizona tonight, they could be L.A. fans or what? They could be Arizona fans. I can hang up and listen.
They can lean L.A., man. They can lean L.A., keep it in the division. But listen, in regard to the rushing record, Pearly, I'll tell you why. The overall 2,000-yard rusher, in my opinion, and who will always be the record holder, is none other than Orenthal James Simpson, O.J. Simpson. Why? Because O.J. did it in 14 games.
14 games. You're correct.
In 14. That's like 143 purchases. Ridiculous.
16, and Saquon did it in 17.
So for everybody, including
Saquon did it in 16.
Including Eric Dickerson, who I have always argued vehemently for as one of, I think, the premier running backs that I've watched in my career of watching sports and football, from SMU to the Rams, and then even to the Falcons and the Colts. He was still one of the more prettier runners. Nobody looked prettier than Eric Dickerson when he cut through the secondary and just run away from everybody with that track, that Michael Johnson track gate. And he ran really well, very upright runner. Tony Dorsett was another one that I liked to watch who was really good, who had another move. Curtis Martin, who played for the Patriots and thing back in the day, was another good one. And then, of course, MJ will probably say CJ2K.
Oh, absolutely.
Who tore it up for the Titans and had 2,000 and some yards as well, but again, in 16 games. So, like I said, at the end of the day, that you've seen a lot do it, but O.J. will always get the nod in my book because he did it in 14 games.
But because of his legal problems afterward, people are trying to forget that O.J. was in the NFL, you know, and trying to forget the memory of O.J. said that he was in the problems.
All right, we got one game.
I've Mike Dolphins enough times.
Oh, yeah. We got one game to pick in a second, but I know we got a text there.
We have a couple of texts. This one says, Naughty, it looks like you wished upon a star. You know the Disney song, whenever the sports team wins a championship, and they have the hero of the game, and they interview him and ask him, where do you want to go? And he says, I'm going to Disney World, and you have wish upon a star playing in the background. Well, I guess that worked for you, because your New Year's resolutions came true. At least one of your three wishes came true. Mike McCarthy's gone. That's number one.
Bye-bye,
Mike. Two more to go. LeBron James retiring and leaving the Lakers. And number three, Dak Prescott getting traded from the Cowboys.
But if it's on draft day for a first-round pick and we can move up, let it be. But, McCarthy's gone. Pearly, I talked about that. Rich Eisen is breaking it down today on the final 15. You know, okay. What's next in Dallas?
I know you wanted them gone from last season, so I have no problem with that.
Now, two Texas are saying the Commanders played Detroit.
So right, the Commanders played Detroit. Commander. Correct. Right. I stand to be correct. Right.
No. The Commanders go to Detroit.
Yeah.
And the winner of Minnesota and the Rams goes
Eagles
to the Eagles.
Eagles get the winner of tonight's game. Thank you. Our Texas are so fast and
I
so smart.
I appreciate that. I had,
I had to sit in
my brain. Yep. Yeah. But nonetheless, I'm happy for the McCarthy departure. I think we go Bob Johnson from Detroit, possibly Aaron Glenn, who is a Bill Parcells disciple. That's what I'm hearing too.
Yeah.
And there could be Kellen Moore. I like Kellen.
Yeah, they do. I heard some also good news today that the Giants have been eliminated from the Roki Sasaki sweepstakes. The Yankees are out, and the Padres' chances have dropped, diminished based on their legal actions they're having with the owner's wife and her brother-in-law. They're suing for the team. So it matters the Dodgers' chance between the Dodgers, the Phillies, and Toronto.
All right. We got to get to the break, Pearly. All right. Pick for the night brought to you by the Island Game. Minnesota at the Rams. I like Minnesota and Sam Darnold to get it done by 2.5 points on the road.
You know, Minnesota is one of my favorite states, so I'm going to go with Minnesota.
What about you, MJ? Vikings or Rams?
I think let's go with the Rams.
Ooh, the part
Matthew Stafford.
I mean, I got disappointed so much over the weekend in my pick, so I'm just going to go contrary.
So we got to, they have the Lone Wolf on NFL Network. We got the Lone Pot Cake right here on Talking Head, so I'll take it for you. The only one going with the Rams is MJ.
Yes.
Pearly, it could be long tomorrow if the Rams win tonight.
I know. I feel sorry for you tonight if the Rams win tonight.
And Wembanyama and the Spurs look legit. We're going to talk about that on another show for another day.
He's really coming on his own. Oh, boy.
All right, we'll get to the break. Rich Eisen taking us home. Who's the next coach in Dallas?
Can I just drop this in? Because I tell you, our listeners are so smart. So I just want to make one correction. Earlier, I said that under the previous F&M administration, it would have been $10. And I mean, my math, because I use bread instead of regular groceries. So it actually would have been $10 flat. So it would have been the cheapest. The cheapest you could have gotten those items would have been $10. Under the Minnis administration, the last F&M administration, and not even the administration that dropped it to 10%. So thank you, texters. You guys are so, so smart.
The Minnisites going down swinging. I love
it. Yeah, I don't think this is not a Minnisite.
Let's go to the break.
The policy was different.
Pearly, we appreciate you, man. Mr. Producer, we appreciate you.
Thank you, Pearly.
Everybody who texted and called
in. Thank you, guys.
Flip side of the break. Rich Eisen taking us home. Keep it right where you got it. Don't touch it.
God, Babylon and the free Jack could never get me down. I know they tried to use me and abuse me. I leave them with your friends.
Refined style with elegant taste. The fine threads is your place. If you want those slacks hemmed or just taking the waist, then fine threads is your place. If you want to look suave and debonair everywhere you go, like you're supposed to be in a video. Want to step out and look great? Then fine threads is your place. Refined style with elegant taste. Then fine threads is your place. Is your place. Is your place.
John Shoes and Accessories is your one-stop shop for all your footwear needs. You will find what you're looking for among the growing collection of styles with new arrivals every week. John's covers the whole family and has great prices, helpful and friendly customer service. Your experience shopping with us will be time well spent. Shop with us online at www.johnshoes.com. John's also now carries small home appliances. So come on into John's, located on Rosetta Street in Palmdale and Carmichael Road West. John's, we put fashion at your feet.
Everything is bigger and better at Burger King Nassau. When you have a big appetite, BK has a royal deal for you. Get a flame-grilled double Big King Jr. or an original chicken sandwich, plus 4 chicken nuggets, small fries, a drink, and a fresh baked cookie for only $9.95, including VAT. The royal deal was built for a big appetite. And at $9.95, including VAT, it's a steal of a deal. Go big and enjoy the BK flavors you love with the $9.95 royal deal at Burger King Nassau.
You live with Naughty and Mary Jane.
Mary Jane.
Only on Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM.
Lord have mercy. Whoa, 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 whoa. Whoa, well.
We were going to talk about some more playoff games, but hit it.
Here it comes.
Boom! And I see.
Oh. Breaking news.
The here it comes part, when it involves Jerry Jones, takes a long time.
Here it comes.
Right, that part. Because you could see something coming, right?
I see.
That's a lot.
You could see it coming. And the question is, when would it happen? And then we found out maybe it might not happen. The it being Mike McCarthy being retained as the head coach of the Dallas Cowboys. Jerry Jones had all the way till Tuesday to make a decision. It's when his contract and that of the assistants would be up, and they needed to get something done. Otherwise, they would then be in the same coaching carousel as everybody else looking for a head coach. And you want to be early on that front because you want to get in the front of the line with a lot of people. Certainly when in this day and age, you have to wait to interview people if they're involved in the playoffs, if you don't get them in the window that they're available to be talked to while they're in the playoffs. So you got to be early. You got to be quick. Or you got to be the Jets who fire somebody in week six.
That's real early.
And there were three teams that had the jump on it. So if you're Jerry Jones, the here it comes part for breaking news takes a while. And it's finally hit. According to Tom Pelissero and various other members of the NFL news and information community, Mike McCarthy is not coming back. It was apparently a length of contract disagreement. And I don't know what that means, but for a guy that spent the entire year with no extra time on his contract past this year, I'm sure he wanted some form of security that the Cowboys clearly were not willing to give. And they are going their separate ways. And the Dallas Cowboys will indeed now be in the market for a new head coach. The problem is again, you take a look at the schedule that's being laid out because the NFL doesn't want coaches involved in divisional playoff weekend and then wild card weekend and then championship weekend, if that happens, to be flying all over the country and having conversations in person. And some are allowed to do it on Zoom, but not after a certain amount of times. It's a very difficult process to make heads or tails about if you're just on the outside looking in, or even if you're involved in it, which is why you got to be early. I think the Jets have probably interviewed about 20 candidates, mm-hmm. the way it feels to me. They have been speed dating. The Bears have already interviewed, I think, 13 candidates? And they're, according to Tom Pelissero, waiting to see if Marcus Freeman's available. All that to say is the Cowboys are now in the coaching, interviewing. But that's part and parcel of everything else that the Dallas Cowboys do. They're late to sign their quarterback, and they're late to sign their wide receiver, and we'll find out if they're late to sign their defensive pass rusher extraordinaire in Micah Parsons. We assume they will be, but that's just the way they do business. That said, who wants to be the next head coach of the Dallas Cowboys? I imagine there are lots of people, and this is going to get crazy, people.
Crazy.
It's going to get totally nuts because everybody that you mentioned, from Ben Johnson and everybody else that you want to get who's currently in the NFL playoffs that you could have gotten to like everybody else did in the last week, the Cowboys are now going to have to wait. They're going to have to wait. And in that interim, who's going to fill the vacuum? You know it. Names like Prime. Deion.
Oh, yeah. I'm seeing that everywhere right now.
Yeah.
Deion.
You're going to hear, I'm sure, Kellen Moore's name is going to pop up.
Dude,
scratch UNC a $10 million check.
You're not aiming high enough. I'm talking about
top tier.
I'm talking about somebody handing Bill Belichick a Carolina blue cocktail napkin and say, "Here's a pen. Write, I resign as the HC of UNC, and you come to Dallas."
Could have done that last year,
though. Well, look at the one guy that the Dallas Cowboys cannot hire. Is being introduced as the 16th head coach of the New England Patriots, who they could have had last year, and they bounced their guy early enough to hire Mike Vrabel.
I'm okay with that one.
They are going, I mean, they're, I don't know. You hear the name John Gruden, that he could come off a big cat's couch.
Oh, that would be incredible.
You know?
Oh, boy.
And partying with the Barstool guys.
He's having a good time, it looks like.
Yeah, I know.
He could stay.
And he could come back.
I love it.
That ain't going to happen.
I love it. It's going to be a big, splashy name. It has to be, because that's how Jerry operates.
He does normally do that, but he did it once. He did it twice. He did it with Jimmy.
And Bill Parcells.
And he did it with Parcells.
Yeah.
And I guess you could say, what, was Switzer a splash hire?
Name-wise.
It was a name, but I disagree. Like, Jason Garrett wasn't a name. Shane Gailey wasn't a name.
No, Campo wasn't a name.
No. Wade Phillips had a name, but he wasn't a name for...
And McCarthy was a name, but, you know...
I mean, he was a Super Bowl winner, so...
How about this one? I'm going to throw one out there. You mentioned Jason Garrett. What was he? Former Cowboy quarterback. How about Tony Romo?
Oh, dude. I don't... Nah. No.
He's got...
Romo's not taking the pay cut.
I remember saying this when he first started
number
the
one.
Gig. And people were like, no, there's no way.
I don't think he... No. I think he...
I don't know, man. Rich, you talked about how smart he is on the grease board.
I know
feel like Romo could coach him up.
He'd have to take a pay cut.
It's more than just X's and O's and saying, let's unlock Dak. By the way, that one I shall reject upon hearing.
Yeah.
And Dion as well, I know he said on Good Morning America, was it where he was on, that he wants to coach his sons. Plural. He wants to make sure S plurals. Yep. And that's just, I think, a way of, you know, and I think then the next question was, well, wait a minute, you know, are you happy at Colorado? He's, I'm happy at Colorado. He told us that he was in negotiations to stay there because he wanted to look out and see his face on the side of the mountain, right? Out of his window.
Yep.
And they can't. They're too far down. And plus, you know, if you're... I thought that was just Dion's way of saying, by the way, I got a second draftable son out there. But maybe he does want to coach the Dallas Cowboys. That is something that would entice any other human being on the planet that's in the coaching industry, period, end of story. And I am sure... There are folks in Western Pennsylvania who would love to just say,
swap,
take our coach. And I'm wondering if the Dallas Cowboys would be interested in that on Overreaction Monday, because you sent a text to me over the weekend. I know apparently Jimmy Johnson said this on Fox.
Oh, I was ahead of everybody.
But you sent this, you sent this like 2 days ago.
Yeah.
And I said, put it in Overreaction Monday. You're like, how about the Steelers and the Cowboys swap coaches? And would Tomlin be interested in an Andy Reid type change of venue? Would he be interested in, okay, well, Dak's definitely better than what I got here.
Right.
And a change of culture down to Dallas. And I know what Jerry Jones's MO is, but he doesn't change coaches a lot. He does not. I mean, he's not the Rooneys.
No.
Okay.
But he keeps guys a little bit longer.
But he can be that guy who just says to Tomlin, calls the Steelers up, you know, and then the Steelers replace him with the toll taker from Pittsburgh named Mike McCarthy, who can maybe bring an offensive mindset that Steelers fans would love. Or McCarthy doesn't come home and they go ahead, the Steelers, and get some new, young, offensive-minded head coach with a CEO mentality and say, how would you like to spend the next 20 years of your profession here just like every one of your predecessors, pretty much? And this whole thing is now in play. All of it. Everything I just said is what I meant by how this is just going to be crazy. Nuts. Now, the leading candidates to pursue Mike, according to Ian Rappaport, are the Saints and the Bears. McCarthy, I believe, has started there before going to San Francisco.
The Saints were the first team I started hearing.
Right.
That had interest.
And then the Bears, I mean, who, according to Tom Pelissero, would like to talk to Marcus Freeman as well. And if Marcus Freeman is available to be talked to, maybe the Cowboys do that too.
Yeah, McCarthy was Saints OC 2000 to 2004 before going to San Francisco.
And then he went from there to Green Bay.
Yeah, 1 year with the Niners and then was the Green Bay head coach in 06.
I'm telling you, the coaching carousel just spun off its axis now that the Cowboys have entered the fray. And everybody out there is going to start talking, and you know the Cowboys are going to take their time. Because, first of all, the rules
they don't rush nothing.
Mandate it, and they're late to the party. And two, that's the way Jerry Jones operates. And, of course, there's the other wild card aspect of it, which is maybe they've already kicked a tire or two and know where they're going next, which is why they took the stance with McCarthy that they did, and then everybody's going their separate ways. Oh, my goodness gracious. And this is why the Patriots moved fast. This is why the Patriots moved fast. Let's discuss this now. I know we were going to talk about it later. Vrabel's done, but actually, we'll wait till his soundbite is done. I want to hear what he's got to say. He's talking right now to the New England media.
I'm reading all these soundbites. I'm so fired
up.
I'm sure you are.
844-204-RICH, number to dial. Let's go to Dan in Wisconsin. Dan, you're on the Rich Eisen Show. Dan? What's up, sir?
Yeah, you guys kind of jumped into it, but I mean, it seems like the way that could go is Marcus Freeman open for that Pittsburgh job, and then, Tomlin straight into the Cowboys job. Big splash, solid, strong presence, and just every bit of that is makes sense now that McCarthy's out. So I would think McCarthy would probably have just about his pick of the litter of the jobs that are out there.
I don't know. We're gonna find that out, man. Thanks for the call, Dan. I think we're gonna find out what his market value is, and I imagine his agents already did this legwork. They, they're not just going to dig in and be obstinate unless it was so easy to be digging in and obstinate about, what if the Joneses offered like what, a 2 year extension, 1 year? We'll try it. We'll run it back.
Yeah, I can't wait to see the details.
You know what I mean? Like that McCarthy would say, I'll test the market because there's no guarantee. Belichick and Vrabel went through the coaching carousel sieve last year and no.